12 brown bears in Alaska are getting their claws out as they go head to head to see who will take home the title of the fattest bear. Are we fat shaming bears on Morning Report?
It sounds a bit laughable.
Well, maybe not. The Fat Bear Week tournament is held every year as the bears stock up for hibernation, with the public voting on which of the contestants is the chunkiest. Joining us from Alaska is Sarah Wallman from the Katmai Conservancy, which is running the competition. Sarah, kia ora, good morning. Thank you for being with us on this. What is Fat Bear Week?
Of course, thanks for having me. So Fat Bear Week is a single elimination tournament in which the public gets to vote on who is the fattest bear at Katmai National Park at Brooks Falls. And it's been a lot of fun. It just keeps growing in popularity over the years.
So why is this a competition that you run? Why is this a good thing?
So it started, I'll give you kind of the background on it. It started back in 2014, just a single day. And what we wanted to do was really raise awareness of the pristine ecosystem that is Bristol Bay in Alaska, where this is located. And so the main thing that gets these bears so fat is a really robust sockeye salmon run. It is the largest sustainable sockeye salmon run in the world. And we get millions upon millions that come all the way out from the Bering Sea up to Bristol Bay to Brooks River, where the bears eat them all summer and get really fat, getting ready to prepare for hibernation. So it's really kind of it's a fun contest, but it also really shows a place that has a really intact ecosystem with everything working as it should.
So tell me about some of the contenders here for the crown.
Yeah, so we have a pretty good matchup coming up the next few days. A big one that is a controversial matchup for tomorrow is between Holly and Grazer, since they are both female bears, they're sows. Holly has been a fat bear champion, I believe, a couple years ago, and she's known for getting just like really fat and robust. You can see some really funny videos of her online, just like scratching her huge tummy. And then we have Grazer, who is a very protective mama. She will take on all of the big boars at Brooks Falls and doesn't care. She's a really tough one. So that's a big one coming up tomorrow. And then we have some other really big contenders. Like we have 747, who was last year's Fat Bear Week winner. And he has been estimated to weigh about 1,400 pounds at his fattest, which is quite large. And then we have Walker, who has gotten huge this summer. And, of course, our fan favorite, Otis, who came late. He showed up at around late July, and he has gained an enormous amount since then. So his transformation is pretty complete.
Yeah, just briefly, I was wondering, is it, how do you sort of match this, or how do you decide on the criteria? Is it about how much they put on, or is it about like total weight?
Sure. So it varies. You know, sometimes it can just be a fan favorite sort of thing. Everyone gets very competitive about the bears that they like. But what we try to shoot for is how much weight they have put on since the beginning of the season. And so how successful of a fisher are these bears?
Just briefly, your personal favorite?
Oh, gosh. This is a hard one for me this year. I really have been enjoying watching Grazer. You know, I was just out there about 2 weeks ago in the river with her. And I could see she was just like taking on all these boars. I'm a huge fan. But man, I got to say that Otis has really put on some weight this year.
Otis gets it for you. Hey, look, thanks so much. Sarah Wallman there from the Katmai Conservancy in Alaska.